JJHI. JJHI.
Live from Houston, Texas, it's JJHI Radio. Tonight,
Gas Station Enhancement
and
Your Calls.
And we take your calls at
210-888-9198.
And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Ladies and gentlemen, the liquor stores in Montgomery County and Harris County, Texas, are closed. So I hope you made your purchases. You're listening to JJHI Radio. Let's go, Brandon. Or something. Dick pills. Male enhancement. We've had other shows where we talked about this, I think at length, but nonetheless, a new spin and take on that very phenomenon. Tonight, an interesting man joining us, Chad Beauregard. He's become enamored with gas station supplements. Be talking about his experiences this evening, and also your experiences if you'd like. 210-888-9198. Feel free to call us. Let us know what you think. You can email us at admin@jjheadinterest.com. So nonetheless, we look forward to interacting with you. Stay tuned here on the JJHI Radio Network. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at JJHeadInterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
Sick of not having the right gift for your special someone?
Oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's. Tom's has it all. Whether it's box drying goods or her favorite detergent, Tom's won't let you down. And guys, don't forget the sexiest selection of produce in Lansing. This week only, buy two cucumbers and select Dove chocolate items at a half off. Getting off of work? You want a party? Bring the team down for $5 dances and shrimp all day at $6.50 a pound. Because at Tom's, everybody scores big.
Chill out. You're listening to JJHI Radio.
JJHI Radio.
Please, if anyone is out there, can reach deep down in their gut and find that turd that they can sacrifice to save old Dick Stiffin's life, I would be forever grateful.
Do you have no love in your life? Has love eluded you? Come to my house for woohoo waifus. I have everything you need. White, green, red, hairy, big, tiny, red. I already said red. I have the love of your life. If you can imagine it, I have it. So come to my house at 46872 New Fina River Road, New Mexico, 77327. I'll make sure you are well satisfied. No, I don't take returns. I don't take used waifus. Unless that's what you're into, then I can get you a new used waifu.
Sometimes people ask me, Tony, what's the biggest party you got? And I say, you can't handle that pie. They says to me, no, really, Tony, what's the biggest pie that you got? And again, it says, you can't handle that pie. You ain't big enough for that pie. It says, no, really, how big is the pie? And I say, all right, 48 inches in diameter. You think you can handle that pie? Sometimes they says, yeah, I can handle that pie. I says, you can't handle that pie. I won't sell a pie to a guy that can't handle that pie. You want to buy the Big Papa, as I call it, you got to be at least 6'3", you got to be 220 lean, like a D1 linebacker before I sell you that pie, all right? Just like a 12-year-old Girl Scout. That's a liability. You think you can handle the Big Papa? Come on down to Tony's Pizza on West 23rd Street, but I'll tell you, I ain't selling you a pie unless your name is Mike Tyson, all right?
All right, folks, first we got lot number 69. We've got this double-sided dildo going, $150 where? We got $150 bid now, $175, now $175. Anybody want to go $175? Now $200 now. Now $225. Anybody want to go $225? Now $250 now $275. $275. Now $300. $325. $325. I'm kind of drunk, but you know, I'm working on it.
All right, every one of you, eyes fucking forward. In 2 minutes, you will all be in the presence of the genius behind the Dick Stiffens Boot Camp to stay hard. Dick Stiffens himself. Damn.
You see, it's all about mindset.
It's what's in your head.
Lieutenant Head.
Lieutenant Head, tell him what's in your head.
Take your hands off your cocks, and you will keep your filthy sewers shut. And you will address me as sir. You will stand at attention. Do you understand it?
Listen up, you scum maggots. You're all here for one reason. Because you're tired of your wife's boyfriend telling you how to live your life. Now I'm here to teach you one thing. Get ready. Sign up now for Dick Stiffens' 3-week boot camp. Get hard, stay hard, alpha male clinic. If you're not ready to show up and give 110%, then just stay home and beat off. I'm here to teach you how to go from being a beta to a beta plus.
Chicken sandwiches.
Come on.
We got a bird for you.
We got crispy, grilled, gluten-free, extra gluten, cookie crumble, deep-fried, air-fried, baked, boiled, smoked, air-dried, blow-dried.
Come on. Come on down, you piece of shit. Come on down to the Burger and Chicken Shack at the corner of I-10 and Blaylock.
Tonight on CSI Houston.
Dicks have been going missing all over this goddamn town, and you're gonna play victim just because we searched your pants and didn't find anything there? Bullshit!
Where are the dicks, Chris?
Just tell us where the dicks are. They could be at the bottom of that goddamn Terre Haute Reservoir for all I care. Just tell them where they are.
Are they buried? Are they in your backpack somewhere? People are dickless, Chris. And you may become one of those people. time to tell the truth.
127 dicks gone last week. 150 dicks gone the week before. Where is it all going? It's got to be somewhere. You got to give me something. The longer you hold out on me, the less I can help you, Chris. I want to help, but you're giving me nothing here. Where are the dicks?
Show me the fucking dicks!
You expect me to believe that? A bag of dicks nobody bargained for. Tonight on CSI Houston.
JJHI Radio. You're listening to JJHI Radio, and now, thoughts from your host, JJ Head.
Yes. Little Roomba here for you folks. As we ruminate, Que significa? What does it mean? Gas station mail enhancement. A break the glass moment for some. You got a great Tinder date. She's digging you. You're digging her. Perfectly legal to rate men online. But you want to be 100% sure that if a golden opportunity, and I don't mean being peed on, a golden opportunity presents itself, that you're ready. What are you going to do about it? Well, you're filling up the tank of your vehicle, but you got to fill up your own tank, if you know what I mean. So you go in, you might buy a box of cigarettes, perhaps a 40-ounce-er, some blunts, some Fritos, and some of those yellow and black colored pills that are guaranteed to stand you up. Have you done it, folks? 210-888-9198, that is the number to call tonight. You can call us. I do have Chad Beauregard joining us this evening to discuss this phenomenon. Right, Twerkatron? I mean,
I've never tried them.
Yeah, you're a robot, but you do twerk a fair amount. I would imagine there's some kind of program out there for you to simulate such off-brand medication.
I'd be interested.
Fair enough. Gas station mail enhancement. Does it work? Are you better off with a subscription to Hims? Who in no way supports this program, by the way. We'll take your calls. 210-888-918 for Mr. Chad Beauregard. Yeah. I've never taken any of them before. I know some of these stations are starting to offer kratom, fake marijuana, CBD marijuana. Seems counterproductive. You put a cocktail like that all together, you don't know what you're going to get. That's a hell of a roll of the dice. Anyways, we'll be right back, folks, with more JJHI Radio. And Chad Beauregard. Stay tuned.
OnlyFans, your one-stop shop for all the stereotypical fans of your locale. Dallas Cowboys fans.
Come on in, Dallas Cowboys OnlyFans. We got all kinds of Dallas Cowboys fans, and you ain't a Dallas Cowboys fan, then fuck you.
How about them Cowboys?
New York Yankees fans.
Let's go.
We've got Texans fans.
I'm very disappointed in my quarterback.
Boston Red Sox fans.
Boston Red Sox. Fuck you.
Philly Eagles fans. And the quintessential Chicago Bear fans.
Yeah, I love the Bears. Holy shit.
Don't forget a special Patriots fans at half off.
Oh, God, I love the New York Patriots. Football's so neat.
OnlyFans, your one-stop shop for the fans you love or hate.
Hello?
Hey, dude, what kind of phone do you got? You'll never get any chicks with that.
You need Boost Mobile, the fastest 12G network in the universe. That's more G's than an F-18 fighter jet can pull, bro.
What?
Texting decent pics at the speed of sound. Embarrass yourself at the speed of light. Boost Mobile, bro. You'll never reproduce. You'll never reproduce.
You're never gonna reproduce.
Hello, friends. Do you like potato chips? Do you like good beef? Well, you won't get that here. What you will get from Frank's Chip Beef is the best beef cut off a cow. Not only will you get the best chip beef, you will get the best sauce. Oh boy, does it remind me of my grandma. She made the best sauce. All it was some secret dust and thick water. So when you buy the best canned chip beef, I hope you think of your grandma, because Crane's Chip Beef is thinking about all of you.
It's JJ Jai Radio. And now, your host, JJ Head.
Well, thank you, Twerkatron. That's right. It is JJ Jai Radio, as a matter of fact. Thank you. Easy to forget, folks. Also, in no way brought to you by Pacifico Beer. If you like Pacifico, well, I'd say you're one of the few people worth talking to in this planet. But enough about you. More about gas station mail enhancement. We have Chad Beauregard joining us. Chad, I understand that you were a hotshot driver for quite a while. If you could explain to my listeners what that is, that'd be just fantastic.
Hotshot driver?
Yes. That's what my card here says, anyways.
I mean, I just drove a truck around, delivering pallets of whatever needed to get delivered, expedited anywhere in the country.
Sounds like quite a hotshot opportunity, yeah.
Yeah, well, now hotshot means something else to me.
I see. What do you know about mail enhancement that you can purchase at a gas station or corner store?
Let's. How about you just start asking me questions about them, and we'll go from there.
That's fair. So I'm walking into my local Valero station. I'm sidestepping many of the people that are sitting outside of it, bugging me for money. I'm tripping over their legs and kicking them aside, saying, "Go away from me, dirty person." I'm heading in. I'm opening the door. walking to the very back, picking up a Old English bag of Fritos, a Swisher Sweet, and I've got my eye on these black and yellow looking pills that claim to stand me up tall. What am I looking at?
Well, first of all, what's the goal? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to get an extra boost before your next pickup basketball game?
I'm 23 and unmarried. I've just scored a couple of options for Tinder dates for the night.
Okay.
And I want to make sure that I'm prepared.
All right. What? Yeah, that makes sense. What are you banging? What are you banging?
Hard to tell. Thick eyebrows, curly dark hair, and skin that could be either a tan or perhaps someone of a different race.
Okay.
Gladly, so, by the way, folks. Don't get the wrong idea. Things are just so ambiguous these days.
First of all, you're gonna almost always want to go with the no headache one.
Okay.
You're gonna want to go with the no headache one. But also, if you're gonna be back at your house before the end of the night, I recommend something like a low-powered Rhino.
Low-powered Rhino,
yeah.
Okay, why a low-powered Rhino?
Well, because you don't want to be. You want to be able to sleep, you know. You don't want to be having blood flowing all over the place.
Okay,
keeping you up and.
So these are single pills you're talking about, just a single 2,200K, right? Are we talking about the Rhino super long lasting? That's what I'm looking at here.
Well, and then you got Panther. There's a whole bunch of them, but we're just talking about for you that Tinder date night. We're looking at a Rhino 2,500 probably. You don't need a 4,000 or yeah. Now, if you're going to run a marathon, I recommend you take a billionaire.
Billionaire.
Mm-hmm. Or one of my patented. I sell them on the side, too, myself. I got my own.
Wow. Okay, so you have your own proprietary mix.
Yeah.
Okay, let's dig into that a little bit. So give me some background on how you started doing that.
I just started selling these when I was at the gas stations. I would sell them in the parking lot at a discount. I'd steal them. Yeah. And so I had a whole lot of extras, and I could afford to give a discount. Anyway, people kept coming back to me, calling me, wondering if I was going to be back in town again and stuff. Because what I would do is I would mix them. I'd mix something like a Panther with a Rhino. I'd take the powder out of the capsule, and then I'd put them in a larger capsule, make them think they're getting something special, and give it a silly name like Bucky's Beaver Damnation.
Beaver Damnation.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the big old gas stations. It's a play on words.
Bucky's Beaver Damnation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that one was real popular. But people were getting hospitalized because they were staying hard for too long. So
what is hard for too long in your mind? Like a month?
A month is definitely too long. Let's see. Let's say you're driving cross country and you pop one of these BBDs in Maine and you're trying to get to Miami. About the time you hit Florida, it should be worn off.
I think that's reasonable, right?
Yeah.
Because at Florida, you can always pop one more once you start walking around the beach, but you don't want to start off on the beach. At full attention, you know?
No.
You're not trying to scare the ladies away. You're trying to let them warm up to your personality and perhaps some looks before you show them the full package.
Yeah, that makes sense. But so my business really took off, though. I wouldn't call it a business. I love these pills, dude. I think they're great.
Sure.
But things really started working out when I started taking them before, like, kickball games.
Okay.
Or as a pre-workout. If you don't keep moving, all that blood's going to flow to your dong. And that gets weird if you're at the gym or at a kickball game. So
maybe
it helps. You get the blood flowing through your muscles. You run faster, and you got to stay moving. You'll definitely be the most active guy on the team, or else you end up walking around with a boner.
I see. So that blood flow will get redirected down into your genital area if you're staying too static. So maintaining dynamic movement throughout the game is wise. However, I can imagine, though, it might be an aid in catching, having that extra protrusion there to bounce the ball up and into one's hands. Have you run into that before?
Yeah, something like that. No, it's just weird.
It must take some significant technique to develop that type of catching methodology.
No, we don't really use it to catch. More or less, you just end up having to tuck it up or tuck it under, try to hide it. But it gets hard. You end up running from base to base, walking around like a raptor. You know, you bend over, do that like little T-Rex walk.
Yeah, the big old obelisk sticking out of your shorts there, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a singles event for kickball, it might work in your favor. But again, just like the beach, are you wanting to start off just bearing all, or would you like to ease into that? Sounds like these gas station male enhancement opportunities here, there's something you want to take more midway through the game instead of prior, correct?
No, you take them prior, for sure.
You do take them prior.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. Don't be afraid if you get flushed and you get them. You start turning red and whatnot. That's just the blood flow throughout your body.
Outstanding.
But you better be running or moving, otherwise.
So just looking here at the label on Rhinos, you've got ginseng, okay, L-arginine 2, epi medium, also known as horny goat weed, for the less sophisticated people. Yo herbe, maca root, macarena, caffeine, tribulus testeris, and zinc.
Don't forget the Ferraria lobata.
Hararia lobata. I don't see that here in this.
I'm looking at a Rhino Power. Which one are you looking at?
This is just sort of the generic items that you'll see in standard Rhino pills. There may be more. Is there a particular line you would recommend or perhaps to avoid?
Again, no. It just depends on the use, man. I would avoid the ones with the Chinese labels on them.
Absolutely. They could be infected. You're right. Can Rhino pills be broken open and snorted?
Yeah, that's what I used to break them open all the time. That's where I would mix my blends.
Mm-hmm. And did you actually insufflate them or just cap them back?
I'd cap them back. No, I didn't snort them.
I see.
You can snort them, though.
So you did not, but one can. Are you aware of any people that have before and what the effects were?
Same effects.
The same effects. I would think the onset would be much faster in this case.
I really don't know. I don't know.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you? Do you have a few on you right now?
Say it again.
Do you have a few of those on you right now?
Yeah.
Go ahead and break open one of those and just kind of lay it out there on the table. Go ahead.
All right. Done.
Okay. Now, what you need to do is, do you have a dollar bill?
No.
Okay. So what you got to do is, you got to find a dollar bill real quick. Just steal it from one of your roommates. Roll that dollar bill up.
No, I'm good.
And huff that whole thing.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah?
No, why not? I'm not going to do that.
Why not? You've come this far, Mr. Bowman.
How about you do it?
I don't have any on my hands. I have none.
What were you looking up?
I was looking things up right here on the internet. I can't just pluck one of these off my screen and break it open. You're the subject matter expert. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that does make sense. But no, I'm not going to snort it. I'm not going to snort it. I'm curious to know what other uses you think you could tell me about some performance enhancement situations where you think you could benefit from these.
Well, aside from just breaking it out and going to Pound Town, I'm really wondering if there's some off-label uses outside of it myself. My thought would be if I wanted to attend a masturbation competition. I know they have these sometimes around speakeasies in Houston, where, you know, you go in, you pay $20 at the door. They've got, security up front. On one side of the building, they have video poker going. In the middle, they have dice, craps. And then off to the corner is the $1,000 jerk-off contest.
What?
Yeah. And so, if you want to win $1,000, you effectively have to provide a full shot glass of your semen. And then for bonus points, you have to drink it afterwards. Have you not heard of these?
No, I've not heard of those at all. But for that, for such a competition, I would recommend one of my other blends.
Okay, what blend would that be?
Well, it really just mix any two pills, honestly.
Okay.
I'm really not.
Yeah, we've got a caller here who has questions for you, Mr. Beauregard. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Oh my God.
Who is this?
A caller.
That's good. My name is Jed.
Hello, Jed.
My name is Jed Jingleheimer.
Jed Jingleheimer.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I know it's a little weird, but I tell you what, I had one of them things right there,
okay.
And it was an experience.
Mm-hmm. Describe your experience, Jed. How did you come in contact, so to speak, with these rhino pills?
Well, I had me a nice big one ready after our date. She was nice and plump, and I tell you what, I wanted to give her the ride of her life. So I went on down to the 7-Eleven. I saw one of them there pills, and it was intriguing.
Okay.
So I took it, and I ate it with my T-bone steak that night.
Wow.
And I tell you what, it was an experience. So, here's what happened. Afterwards, maybe about 10 minutes afterwards, it was like I had Superman raising up from the grave. You like in you know, like that movie where he comes back to life. It's like he came back to life in my pants. It was straight steel.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was something, let me tell you. So she caught a look and she just couldn't wait. So we left. We got the check and we left. And it was like an experience I've never had before. So, you know, it was great. It was wonderful. We won't get too nasty with the details, but I will say it did what it said it would do. The only problem was that it kept going. Uh-huh. It wouldn't stop. I had trouble sleeping that night.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine, because it's like sleeping on a baseball bat just shoved up your pelvis. No one wants to sleep.
Yeah. It was like the Shakira with the hips that don't quit. It's like a straight rod that just don't stop. You know, it's like it was rough. It was not a good night's sleep. I'll tell you that.
Well, did your female companion, did she grab onto that thing the way Axl Rose grabs onto a mic stand, just kind of like swaying back and forth, and then slapping yourself in the face?
Spinning around like a damn Ferris wheel.
Wow.
Ferris wheel, whatever it's called. Hell, it was an experience.
Yeah, it sounds like some pole dancing. So, what are your thoughts on that, Chad? Is that an experience that would be sort of in line with yours as you began to experiment with different kinds and mixing them?
For a night like that, I guarantee him one of mine would definitely cause a rupture of some type, a little bit of bleeding, but guaranteed good time. Better time than that.
Okay, so where, if that's the case, where can you two meet up and exchange money for this concoction of yours?
Oh, I don't want to.
I tell you what, for something like that, I'd be willing. I got some cold hard cash. I'd be willing.
Willing to what?
Experience like that again, we'd be willing.
Willing to what? Negotiate. Willing to what?
We'd be willing to pay a little cash. Now we'd be willing, because I tell you what, that was something. The only problem was it lasted just a little too long. Maybe a whole 2 hours too long. But you know, we'd be willing to try something else.
What's your price per unit there, Chad?
Well, for a night like that, it's going to be about 50 cents.
50 cents? Good heavens. I'd say that is a bargain. That is an absolute bargain. What do you say?
Tell you what, I think Jed can scrub up some 50 cents. That ain't no problem now. We'd be willing to meet. You live out in East Texas. That's where I live. We should make this happen.
Yeah, I live in Viper.
Okay, so there are several rest stops between those two places. I'll tell you what. We're going to take your information offline. We're going to hand it over here to Chad and see if we can't facilitate a new sampling. And perhaps you can call us back next week and let us know how it goes.
This is fantastic. I would just be thrilled.
Well, we're delighted you called us here at JJHI Radio. Please do call us again, and we look forward to hearing more.
This is Jed Jingleheimer. Y'all have a nice night.
Mr. Jingleheimer, here on JJHI Radio. 210-888-9198, the number to call. We want to hear from you. Gas station mail enhancement. What's your experience? Did you take a Rhino 69? A Rhino 7? The 24K Rhino Platinum. What is your poison, folks? Chad Beauregard, still here on the program with us. I think he is anyways. Chad, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. We lost him. Well, 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. If you have tales or experiences with gas station mail enhancement, by all means, call us. I can tell you right now that there are a few things synonymous with this, just off the top of my head. I am JJ Head. This is JJHI Radio. What I would propose is, oh, looks like we do have a caller who's joined us here on the program, JJHI Radio. Welcome.
I got disconnected.
Oh, Chad, you're back. Welcome.
Yeah.
So a few things I find that are synonymous with this particular type of solution, you know, truckers, people who are long haul, they're getting off the road, they're parking their semis in a large parking lot. There may be some ladies. There may be some ladies of the night walking in between those trucks, usually off camera.
Lizards. Yeah.
Yeah. If that's what, or that, is that what they're called? Lizards.
Yep. Lot lizards.
Yeah. So lot lizards walking around there. And if, by the way, if you are a lot lizard, please call us 210-888-9198. We do want to hear your side of this.
There's a huge following on it. Once you start getting into dick pill, it's kind of like waifu. There's a huge following.
I don't doubt it.
It's a big deal. People even trade these. There's rare ones. There's collectibles.
I've seen this one here, the Rhino Max. It's a 7-day dose, extreme 500K. It's a red pill with different little, looks like little hot dogs inside of it. Pretty exciting. 20 pills for $99.99. It sounds like that is extremely expensive, and I think the Beauregard pill solution is probably far more affordable. What would you do 20 pills for?
$10.
$10, folks. $10. 210-888-9198. If you have questions for Chad Beauregard and his dick pills, call us up.
Just a fan of I love dick pills. Gas station boner pills are,
it's a winner.
They're just kind of a love of mine.
I've got an email here from Matt in Katy, Texas. Matt asks, have you ever broken a pill open, put it in a Red Bull, and consumed it? Any change, any difference? Would you advise against it? What do you think, Chad?
Yeah. Oh, that's great. We call that a Red Bull and a dick pill.
Clever name, Red Bull and a dick pill.
Yeah.
I would call it a bull blaster.
Well, some people call it a boner bomb, but
boner bomb. I like a boner bomb. A
bull blaster. That sounds good.
Yeah, the bull. But you got to grab yourself by the horns and slam that bull blaster into your Tinder date. Have you ever funneled Red Bull?
I have never funneled Red Bull.
It's a good place to start, I'd say. If you need to, you talk about pre-workout or post-wake-up. Funneling a bull blaster might be a thing in your future. Yeah. Back to the dick pills. So, like I said, some things synonymous: truck stops, long haul truckers, hotshot truckers, lizards walking around those lots. I'm a trucker. I want to make sure things go well when we're in my truck cabin. So I mosey on down. I take a look. I see some Rhino Max 500K. I say, what the hell? Give it a try. What happens if it doesn't work? Does the consumer have any recourse there?
Recourse. I don't even know what that means.
Like, can they get on and call customer service and see if they can go through a, you know, troubleshooting opportunity there and fix what's wrong?
Yeah, why don't we call one of those?
Okay, let's see what we got here. I might be able to find customer service. Rhino Max. Rhino Max.
I've never called one.
Customer service number. Here we go. Perfect. Let's call. 866-662. A lot of sixes there. 6885. Easy enough to remember. 866. Wait, shit. I have to undo my phone code here, folks. All right. Come on, open, damn you. Okay, let's place the call to 866-662-6885. All right, let's see what happens.
Thanks for calling Aquasana, the best choice for clean, healthy water. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. If you are already an Aquasana customer and would like to speak with someone from customer support, press 1. If you are interested in... Our offices are currently closed. Please call back during our regular business hours of Monday through Friday, 8 a.m.
Well, let's see if we can't find another customer service number for Rhino Pills. Rhino Pills customer service number, Rhino. Let's see. Bear with us, folks. We're in uncharted waters here on JJHI Radio. Right? Ah, here we go. 480-674-3858. Let's give it a shot. Hello? The call failed. Let's try it again. Nothing like dead air. 480-674-3858. Nothing. Well, apparently there's no customer service for dick pills, folks. Kind of disappointed. Well, anyways, JJHI Radio, learning about gas station mail enhancement. 210-888-9198 is the number to call. Feel free to give us a ring back. We look forward to speaking with you. We're going to take a break here on JJHI Radio. Stay tuned.
At the end of your message, press 1.
Hi, Jeff. Yeah, this is Pam from HR. I was just calling because we had a little complaint from one of your employees. Maybe you know Tom that does the cuts for you. Let's just open up a conversation, and, you know, the worst that really will come out of this is we may have to do some re-education on your part. So please feel free to give me a call back at any time. Again, this is Pam in HR. Thank you.
Pam, I appreciate the call. I really do. I just got that voicemail. Yeah, we've been struggling, certainly, with Tom's work product over the past few months. I got to tell you, you know, when we're working in a live situation, there has to be a different kind of attention to detail. And unfortunately, I just don't know that Tom's a fit. So let's go ahead and, you know, just big old whale tail here and have a discussion, maybe with a whiteboard and kind of draw this one out. That way you all have an understanding about kind of where you're headed next. Pam, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi, Jeff. Yes, we are aware of Tom's performance issues. I'm sorry, the problem seems to be that you used a certain expletive to, I guess, to get Tom's attention. So unfortunately, we're going to have to put you through some sensitivity training, and I think that'll really help you and the company as well. So just go ahead and give me a call back and let me know when a good time to schedule that training would be. Thank you.
Pam, thanks again for the call. I appreciate the offer to set up the training. The sensitivity training needs to really be taken by HR in this case because they're being a little insensitive in terms of what my goals and needs are. The focus needs to be, hey, where is the performance lacking and who gets results? And I mean, as of now, you've not signed me up for the training, right? So no results there. So I think that let's do a personal improvement plan for you, Pam, and then let's get you into that training and, you know, kind of see what happens from there. And if, you know, if it's just not a right fit, then we'll send you on your way. Thanks a lot, Pam.
Hi, Jeff. Yeah, this is Pam again. Just calling because I sent you a meeting invite for the sensitivity training last week, actually. Just go ahead and confirm that invite, and we'll look forward to seeing you next Thursday at 3. Take care. Pam and HR again, just giving you a little ping, hadn't heard from you, still saw that the meeting invite for next Thursday for the training hadn't been confirmed by you yet, so yeah, just go ahead and get that confirmed, and thank you.
Pam, thanks again for the call. The invite I've went on ahead and confirmed was actually the director of HR as well as the CEO to further discuss your future with the company. So I do suggest that you go ahead and take that training that you had invited me to, and then I'll have that discussion further with your leadership as it pertains to your next step there. So thanks again, Pam. Have a good one.
It's JJ Chai Radio. And now your host, JJ Head.
Thank you, Torgatron. We found another customer service number here. We're going to give him a call in regard to these Rhino Dick pills because the one I just took is not working. I'm not very happy about it. Let's see, 888. Here we go.
Thank you for calling the Fresenius Hobby Customer Service Department. Okay. You have reached us after hours. However, should you require serialization verification information, please press 4. Okay. Otherwise, please call back during our normal...
Go ahead and press 4. Pick up. It's not getting anywhere with these Rhino.
Thank you for calling for Fresenius Copy. You reached the voicemail of Valerie May and the serialization line.
Oh, good.
If this is in reference to a verification of a serial number, please leave a detailed message and I'll return your call as soon as possible. If the message is for Valerie May, please send me a text with your information to 224-213-8880 and I'd be happy to return your call as well as soon as possible. Thank you so much.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Valerie, I was looking for some assistance, customer service, as well as certification for these Rhino pills I took from the gas station. I'm having some trouble. They're not quite working the way they intended. I don't know if this is an off-label use or not, but... nonetheless, give us a call back, 210-888-9198. We'd like to talk with you. Thanks, Valerie. We'll see if she calls, folks. But it is nearly the end of the night, you know? And we got to do that thing where we shut them down. It's been a stimulating conversation. Took a few weeks off, folks. We got to have vacations too, right? Next week, we'll be putting out some information about who will be joining us, but we're delighted you joined us this evening right here on JJHI Radio. 210-888-9198. Put it in your phone, folks. Put it in there. Take it back out. Put it back in. Email us at admin@jjheadinterest.com. And you can also reach out to us on Facebook, JJHI Radio. We've got a messenger there. Hit us up. Let us know how you feel about this program. Because I assure you, we're delighted. Absolutely delighted to be in your ear holes. In the meantime, have a pleasant evening, a pleasant week, and join us next week right here on JJHI Radio. I'm JJ Head. Good night.
JJHI Radio is in no way brought to you by Pacifico Beer. Pacifico Beer. Be somebody. See you next week on JJHI Radio.